For the final time, all together now.
Steve Paik in the morning. Steve Paik, when you start your day, only he can do it. Wind you up right through it. Steve Paik in the morning on Key 103.
Morning, Key 103.
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, good morning.
Listen, I'd really like to wish you all the best in London, mate.
That's very nice of you.
I've moved from London not long ago, and
we're going to have to move back then, aren't you?
Well, if you're taking over from the think you're taking over from, Chris Terrence.
All right, well, listen, it's very nice of you to call. What's your name?
Bob Spindler.
All right, Bob, thank you for the call.
Merry Christmas, mate.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to
you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, mate. We go, and you go, meh, meh. All right, so for the last time, don't be shy, wherever you are, finish it off for me right now. Here we go. Meep, meep. Listen, thank you for 18 years. I know that Carl in our production department... Is Carl in here? Is Carl around anywhere?
No.
Well, Carl has put this together. I've not heard this yet, but he's put this together, and this sums up 18 years. So from me, thank you for your support, and good luck to Spencer Monday.
Martina, that's yes. the wonder of you.
Oh, that was very nice, thank you. I'll remember that always.
Being an arrogant little pompous, right? You think because you've got a job in government, you can talk to her the hell you like, when you like.
Take the glass out, otherwise you could get hurt.
It's going in!
Greenhouse has just crashed while I've been on the phone to him.
Were you born in the USA?
No, I was born in Japan, but,
Oh, right,
that doesn't make me Japanese. Sir, do you want me to hang up?
If you do, there'll be trouble, sunshine.
Don't threaten me.
I've only been to America twice.
Get a pencil, I'll give you their number.
And I've been robbed
twice. Sir?
It's like war. What's it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I can't believe this. Someone just fell off the elevator.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm okay, don't panic. I've landed in a pile of pillows, I'm all right.
Can you hear me, Arthur?
Hello? What's your good name?
Can you speak up a bit, please?
Yes!
Right, I can hear you now, you have to shout. Right, it's...
What do you mean, can you hear me now? I can hear you now. You talk to yourself.
It's so important to make someone happy.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling about the job.
Yes.
I just had to say that I do like meat.
Pardon?
I do like meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do I get a lot of free samples?
Are you a f***ing idiot?
Pardon?
Are you a f***ing idiot?
An idiot?
You sound like you're that f***ing.
Sorry?
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy.
I'm telling you, it's leaking.
Well, I'm telling you, Thicko, that we've sprayed it with water
hey,
and all.
Thicko, well, I'll tell you what, Thicko, wait until I come and see you personally. Hey, Thicko, and we'll see who's f***ing Thicko.
I suggest you get yourself a brain and get this sorted out.
Now shut your f***ing mouth.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart-to-heart you.
I beg your pardon?
I beg your pardon?
Don't you speak to me like
Don't
that.
Don't you speak to me like that.
Don't you start with me right now.
Well, you come up here and I'll show you how I can bloody well start.
I tell you, I've had a bad day today.
Have you?
Yes. And it's got worse since I got on the phone with you.
Oh, God, well, I'm glad I cocked it up for you.
I beg your pardon?
You were.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart-to-heart you. You sing to
one smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. One man, you're everything to me.
Is there anything you want to say to her, Ronnie?
Well, she knows what I want to say, but I can't say it. I've got radio.
Yeah, you are, Ronnie.
Look at mine.
See you, Ronnie.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Happy.
Are you listening to me, Clothier?
Yeah, I am listening to you, and who are you?
How many more times are you going to ask me? I've told you I'm the manager, and I'm trying to accommodate you, and you're being a real...
Well, for a manager, you're a bit stupid, aren't you?
I don't you dare speak to me like that.
I will speak to you like that. Don't you talk to me like that.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. In all my years, I've spoken to some stupid people, but you really take
the... Don't you call me stupid.